ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That cat is deep.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, get this, 27 years and 50 weeks. We are 2 weeks away from our 28th anniversary right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, of course, I bring you 2 hours, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. In the hour of boxing, we'll bring in the birthday boy, having turned 52 this past week. I'm talking about former lightweight champion Greg Haugen. Of course, Greg, a man that's not afraid to speak his mind, a man that tells it like it is. Great father, great fighter, great person, great trainer. He's a great guy, and you know what? He's an even better radio host as far as a radio guest, as far as I'm concerned. So having Greg today will be indeed an honor. That'll be about 20 minutes past the hour. Hour number two, we'll talk MMA with the king. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, he has a September 29th date. That is in Nottingham, the UK, as far as the UFC light heavyweight fight is concerned. We'll still talk about UFC 151, all kinds of Ronda Rousey, all kinds of MMA stuff in hour number two with my man, King Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Mighty Tower of Power doing their thing, of course, on their latest album, The Great American Soul Book, which placed on the top Billboard 40 charts for like 19 weeks, opening at number 3. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You burr-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning.
In here, clown. On the double.
Sir, Private Owens reporting as ordered, sir.
Idiot. You're about as handy as a trapdoor in a canoe. Now you get those thumbs back and straight along the seams of those trousers. What are you trying to do, make me look bad in front of the captain? You know how to report. Now you do it right. Do it.
Checking, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the longest running fight show in history. 2 weeks from now, we celebrate our 28th anniversary on the air. Yeah, proud of that. Want to mention some of our affiliates today. Of course, the three stations carry us up there in Utica, New York. Want to mention KHDK 1140 AM in Sacramento, California. K-Shop, KSHP, that's in Las Vegas, 1400 AM. 3WE in Atlanta, GA, KILT, K-I-L-T, down there in Houston, Texas. Want to mention Memphis, Tennessee. Want to say hello to the NewWalkSports.com affiliates. Of course, they've got an entire network, the Ohio Sports Radio Network. We got it all going on there. We've got 11 different platforms here as far as the Internet is concerned on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hope you tune in to one. Of course, you can catch the show live on my website and the podcast as well on my website. Thanks to my next guest, who is the webmaster. He gets little credit. I get to jump on him every once in a while, but he gets little credit, but he puts together a pretty good website. I'm talking about my webmaster, Mr. Kevin Perry. Kevin, how are you today, sir?
Good, good. I'm doing pretty excellent.
Okay, talk to me.
The sky's blue.
The sky is blue. Talk to me about Gennady Golovkin. 23-0, 20 KOs, knocked out Lucien Bute as an amateur. What does he bring to the dance now? He's in the HBO Boxing After Dark main event.
Well, you know, it's really hard to say because I think the problem with some of these kind of guys is we haven't really seen much of him. I haven't seen a whole lot of him. I've seen a few of his amateur fights. I know he's good as an amateur. He's 30 years old. He's only got 23 fights. So, I mean, he's got to make his move now. And I think the biggest problem with guys who did very well in the amateurs and haven't really fought guys in the pros, you don't know how well they take a punch. I think that's really the question mark with him. But, I mean, he's got ability. I mean, his amateur background speaks for itself. The best opponent he fought in the pros was Kasim Uma. And I've seen little clips of the fight, but from what I hear about that fight is he did stop Uma, who I think had only been stopped one time before. He seemed like he has defensive liabilities. And I don't know if that's necessarily because he's not good defensively from a technical standpoint, or that because of his style, being more of an aggressive fighter leaves him open to guys who can counterpunch.
What about this guy, Greg Protska, 28-1, 21 KOs, the opponent? Both these guys from the Eastern European bloc. What do we know about him?
I've seen him fight about twice. I saw his last bout against Kerry Hope of UK. Proxa is, I think, a UK-based Polish fighter. His style similar to Sergio Martinez. That's what a lot of people say, and I think that's a correct assessment. He fights with his hands down. He kind of moves in and out. He's got pretty good hand speed, and he can punch pretty good. So I think it's a pretty good style matchup. I'm not really – there's a big question mark is I think Proxas probably fought the better opposition. I think Golovkin has the better pedigree. But both guys can punch. So I think it's just, this one's going to come down to which guy can dictate his style on the other. I would probably have to go with Golovkin to win just because he has the better amateur background. And I think he's the reason why this card is taking place. So usually, you know, they're probably rolling the dice with this opponent because the opponent he's fighting is very good. So, but I'm going to go with Golovkin. I think that's the logical choice.
You brought up Sergio Martinez, of course, the true world middleweight champion, getting it on September 15th against the paper champion Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. A lot of people are now giving Chavez Jr. all kinds of accolades, saying he's got an incredible shot to beat Sergio Martinez. I think whether it was 2 years ago, whether it was right now, I still think that Sergio comes out on top here. How do you see that?
I think your view of the fight is pretty logical. The problem with boxing sometimes is outcomes defy what the normal logic is. I mean, anything can happen. Guys can get caught with a lucky punch or they can have a bad night. Chavez, his biggest advantage to me is he's improved a lot, and his size. And can he track down Sergio Martinez and make Martinez fight his fight? And I think the biggest question mark to me with Chavez is, Chavez hasn't really fought any guys that really could punch. I know everybody says he's got an iron chin, but, you know, the bottom line is Chavez going to be able to walk through Martinez's punches consistently for round after round to get his punches in? I think if he could survive the first five or six rounds without taking too much damage and still charge forward, he has a decent shot at winning. I just think the defensive liabilities that he has is going to be a real problem. And if Martinez has his legs at his advanced age, I think he can dictate the pace of the fight without taking too much damage and win.
Kevin Perry is our guest. Of course, he is featured at ringtalk.com, and he puts up the polls. And you had a poll regarding Pernell Whitaker and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and the poll seemed to be split along racial lines. Did you notice that, too?
I think boxing is kind of a sport where people's favorites are kind of split amongst racial lines for the most part. And a lot of it just has to do with styles also. You notice a lot of the way that fighters fight, people are going to kind of favor that style. You know, Mexicans are known for being like kind of come forward brawler types, and those are the kind of fighters that they're going to like to watch. So, you could say it's race alliance, this and that, but I mean, in reality, I think the poll itself, I think Whitaker won 65% of the votes. I think that kind of showed you, he is probably the better fighter when you look at it from a logical standpoint. I think Chavez Sr. is obviously, in most people's eyes, the more exciting fighter, and he has that real inflated record that really makes him look a lot better than he is. I mean, you got to look at how many good opponents he beat. He did have a ton of title defenses, but, I mean, when you're with the WBC, I mean, they'll let you defend the title against who you feel like. So I don't know how many of those are credible. I think he had like 37 defenses of the title.
Not 37. I don't know about 37 defenses. That's a little off the wall. But I understand he's had a lot of defenses against nobodies. Let's switch gears a little bit. In 3 months from now, it's been 3 years since this Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight first hit the blogosphere. I mean, this is what it was. People were talking about almost 3 years ago. Is it worth talking about still today?
I mean, it's worth talking about. I just don't know if the fight's going to happen. I mean, at least not in the near future. I was watching some video on YouTube today. Some guy that's got some website, and he was stating that Floyd Mayweather is going to be doing. I don't know where he got his source from, but he said Floyd Mayweather is going to be doing a WWE event in April of next year. And I'm not sure if you heard about that, but if that's the case, and then I think he was saying Manny Pacquiao is running for Congress, or he has some political aspirations next year in September. I mean, when is this fight going to happen? I mean, that pretty much puts a big hole in making a fight for next year. So, I mean, the bottom line is, no matter what, I mean, these guys could fight at the age of 40. People are still going to pay to see the fight. The bottom line is how much luster has been lost. I think quite a bit has, but I still could see the fight doing over 2 million buys.
Okay.
Even if Mayweather loses in one of his next fights, I still think this is a fight people want to see. People in boxing, boxing fans have short-term memories. I mean, you know, Pacquiao just lost to Tim Bradley, and now all of a sudden it's like, well, people are waiting to see who Pacquiao's fighting. Nobody's talking about Tim Bradley. I know a lot of people thought Bradley lost the fight, but at the end of the day, you know, the result kind of stands. I mean, it's just a very interesting scenario that we have here, but people are going to be interested in seeing the fight. I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, if it ever does.
All the best to you, KP, Kevin Perry at ringtalk.com. Don't forget the show airs live on Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right there at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. KP, have a great day. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. MMA is in hour number two. King Kyle Kingsbury will be in the house. He's light heavyweight contender of the UFC. Next up, one of my favorite guests and a birthday boy as well. I'm talking about Greg Haugen on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
The birthday boy is in the house, folks. I'm talking about Greg Hogan. Greg, happy birthday. How you doing, bro?
I'm alive and kicking. Good start.
Good start, man. Did you enjoy your birthday? Do anything special?
Not a thing. Sat on my butt and just watch TV. I'm not much of a, you know, partier going out. I'm more of a homebody. Stay home, work safe, and nothing happened. So, yeah, just...
You know, I was looking back at your record here, and I remember when I called the Ray Mancini, Greg Hogan fight. I don't know if you've got that tape somewhere, but when Al Bernstein came to me before the final round and said, Pedro, what do you think? I said, well, Ray should have stayed retired. He's about to get knocked out. And then Al tried to dismiss me. And then what happened was you did knock Ray out. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good old Al. Al blackballed me from ESPN after that for that one.
Yeah, well, you know, he was set in his own little ways, you know. I mean, he wasn't much for you going against his, you know, his decisions. And, you know, I mean, Al's a knowledgeable guy up to a point, but, you know, I'd have to say Al's much better than listening to some idiot like Kitty Atlas. Doesn't know anything.
Okay. Greg Hogan's our guest, folks. Of course, as I said, a birthday boy, August 31st, but he's also a great father, great role model, great trainer, great fighter. Of course, held the lightweight championship, having beat Jimmy Paul. And that was a big upset because Jimmy Paul was like a 3.5, 4-1 favorite that night, wasn't he?
Yeah, 5-1, something like that. And, you know, he was supposedly the best of the 3 lightweight champions at the time of Rosario and Camacho. So, you know, yeah, I suppose we had the best jab on the business and, you know, definitely the best fighter I'd fight up to the point.
Okay. Jimmy Paul, of course, that fight took place December 5th, 1986. I think that was the same card where John Mugabe got his face broken by a guy. I can't remember the guy's name right now, but that was
Dwayne Thomas.
Dwayne Thomas. Dwayne Thomas is dead now, isn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think somebody told me he got shot.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, guys in Detroit getting shot, that's not too uncommon.
No, it's a common thing there. But, yeah, I didn't hear that. But I remember it was a big controversy because they said that Thomas thumbed Mugabe, but pretty hard to thumb a guy with thumbless gloves. So.
Good point. Greg Hogan's our guest, folks. You can give us a call on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529, or you can do the tweet thing. We do the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk. Now, this Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight, has it lost its luster? It has in my mind. I mean, I'm sort of boxing impotent when it comes to these big fights happening nowadays because they don't happen.
Yeah, you know, I think that fight was, you know, it would have been good a couple of years ago or a year ago, but I think Manny got his butt kicked by Marquez, and then, you know, I don't know how they gave that fight to Bradley. I couldn't give Bradley but 2 or 3 rounds myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what the hell them judges were looking at, but obviously they were, you know, checking out some girls in the front row or something because, you know, I didn't think that, you know, clearly Manny lost the fight. You know, I mean, I thought he was the champion. You know, you got to go out there and take the fight from the champion. But, you know, I clearly thought that Manny lost that Marquez fight, but I didn't think he lost the Bradley fight. Maybe they're making up for screwing Marquez on that and giving it to Bradley. But, you know, I know that, you know, Pacquiao kind of pissed off Bob Arum. And, you know, so Bob's got a lot of power, man. I mean, Bob's got the power to have your butt, you know, beat, you know, or have, you know, you only need 2 of those judges to, you know, side with you to, you know, make sure your guy doesn't win. And Manny and Freddie was giving him some problems going into that fight, you know, and here Bob's cash cow, you know. I mean, man, he's not going to get him in there with Floyd. Floyd would kick Manny's butt. So, you know, I mean, Bob's not going to have his cash cow get beat. You know, I mean, Bob's a smart guy, but, you know, he's also a bad guy for the boxing business. You know, guys like him, they're just, you know, that's why you're not seeing any fights like we used to see back in the old days when these guys were in their prime, like Leonard Hearns, Leonard Duran, you know. I mean, guys like that, guys that, you know, they're at their prime, and, hey, they stepped up and fought, you know. I mean, yeah, I know there's a lot more money to be involved in it now, and, you know, Floyd's obviously arrogant, you know. I mean, you know, he deserves to be because he's probably the best fighter in the world, according to me, I think. I don't see anybody beating him, but, you know, I mean, there's got to be a point in time when you put your balls on the line and, you know, say, I'm the best. I mean, and, you know, by doing that, you're fighting the other guy that they think is the best. And, you know, I think that fight a year ago, everybody was clamoring to see it. Now, not so much, so.
Okay. But do you agree with Floyd Mayweather, and I do on this one, as far as he's random drug testing is concerned? Because you and I, Greg, we both fought. We both put on weight. We both know how it is to put on weight. You put on weight, usually you put on some fat as well. And to go from 107 to 147 pounds to 150 pounds, not put on an ounce of fat and be ripped all together, I think that's a little bit suspicious.
Well, yeah, that and your main guy from Balco, come on, man. I mean, you know, you don't go from 110 pounds or whatever it is up to 150 pounds unless you're on that, Vinny Pazienza steroid diet.
You know what, I'm glad you brought up Vinny Pazienza, a guy that you fought a few times. When I wrote that he was on steroids, that he had taken steroids, somebody told me from the Nevada State Athletic Commission he took a steroid test, and he tested 35-1. Now, I will never give up the source that told me that, but he tested 35-1 on a ratio, and the only guy I've heard of that scored higher than that was Chris Benoit after he killed his family and then himself, that professional wrestler back about 4 or 5 years ago. He was 59-1. Alistair Overeem, the number one ranked UFC contender, was suspended for steroids. He was like 12-1. But, you know, Vinny Paz was up to 35-1. So I said, you know, he was taking steroids to recover from his injury, this and that. He got all on my face, got all funky with me at a Mike Tyson fight. I basically had to tell him, Vinny, you know, I'm not a punk. I'm not going to play this game. Go bluff somebody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was obvious. You know, I fought him twice at 135 pounds and then one at 140. And then he breaks his neck and comes back at 168 or 175, and he's all muscle. Yeah. Come on, I mean, you just don't do that without some help. So, I just, you know, I don't buy it. You know, I mean, you know, it's funny because back in the day when I fought Camacho, I could have tested positive for steroids and nothing happened, but I tested positive for marijuana, so they suspended me. And they said it was a performance-enhancing drug, which is a bunch of crap there. But, you know, I could have tested positive for steroids and nothing would happen.
Do you think, I mean, we're in 2012 now, and I would have thought by this time that marijuana would have been legal across the country, or at least decriminalized. Do you think it's ever going to get to that point in our lifetime?
Well, it should. I mean, you know, the government could make money on it if they weren't such idiots, but, you know, I mean, it's far, you know, it's not no worse for you. It's, you know, far better for you, I think, than alcohol. So, I don't know. I mean, my grandmother smoked it when she was 65 years old, going through cancer and the chemo. And it was the only thing that would give her an appetite. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, you know, if you got the Declaration of Independence was written on hemp. You know, I mean, these clowns got to get with the times, man. I mean, you know, we vote them in, we got to vote them out. You know, I mean, these guys, half of them don't know what the heck they're doing. You know, they're in there collecting that 150 grand a year, and they're not really doing anything. So I think we've, you know, took a step back, and we're not the greatest country in the world anymore. I mean, you know, that's something that we used to be, but I think in the last 4, 5, 6 years, you know, since Bush was in there, and, you know, we've been in war, and a lot of people don't like America. You know, I mean, America wants to think that they're the policemen of the world and we can bully people around. And, you know, we got enough problems of our own. You know?
Good
I mean,
point.
We don't need to be sticking our nose in other people's business. We got starving Americans.
Good point. Greg Hoggins, our guest, folks, will be here for one more segment on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. And don't forget, you tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind, all of the time. So wonderful, so marvelous, girl, you're everything to me, and you're super.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
Little Miami Vice bringing us back from the break there. Of course, that was Floyd Mayweather Jr. God knows what's in his boxing future. Who's it going to be? We don't know. They're talking about Manny Pacquiao maybe fighting Miguel Cotto again, but they can't agree on the weight. They want Cotto to come down and weigh somewhere to 150 pounds. You know, if Manny Pacquiao is supposed to be half the man that he claims he is, he'd be fighting these guys at their natural weights and not making them break down and starve and dehydrate themselves to unnatural weights, which are basically ensure they're not going to be able to come up with their best performance, like he did against Margarito, like he did against Cotto the first time. I can go on and on, but I've got my issues with Manny Pacquiao. Whether he's a congressman or not, whether he becomes president of the Philippines, the bottom line is, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, he had a chance to have the biggest fight in history with Floyd Mayweather. He wouldn't take the drug test. He refused to take the drug test, and the fight was off. I mean, Mayweather accepted his clause. If you come over 147 pounds, you got to pay me like a few million bucks per pound. And Floyd said, fine. Floyd said, okay, let me stick something into the contract now. You take random drug testing. Manny Pacquiao's been running from that since then. And, of course, ever since these allegations of Manny Pacquiao being on performance-enhancing drugs, his stock has dropped dramatically. And I don't mean just from a philosophical point of view. I mean from looking at him. I mean, he looked bad against Marquez. He looked like an asthmatic without an inhaler against Tim Bradley a couple of months ago. The Margarito fight wasn't much to brag about. The Joshua Claudy fight, Claudy came into the fight handcuffed, I thought. So the bottom line is I think Manny Pacquiao is losing his potential as far as drawing is concerned. And Floyd Mayweather, on the other hand, like him or not, he can be a jerk. I know he can because in press conferences he's told me, you know what, Pedro, you're the greatest boxing writer in the world, blah, blah, blah. And then 10 minutes later he tells me, man, you don't know nothing about boxing. So I said, I went from the greatest guy in the world to know somebody who knows nothing about boxing in the span of 8 to 10 minutes, only with Floyd Mayweather. On the line from Washington, the state of Washington. You up there in Seattle now or what?
Yeah, I'm in Puyallup.
Okay. We're talking with Greg Hogan, the former lightweight champion, of course, a man that has some great wins in his time, went 40-10 with a draw and 19 KOs, the former lightweight champion of the world, an upset winner. I remember Emmanuel Stewart was one of the most shocked guys in the house when he beat Jimmy Paul. Emmanuel told me he didn't think he had a chance. That's why they picked you.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me, because he came to my wedding. I got married a couple days later, and he said, told me the same thing, because, you know, at the time I had just beat Edwin Rosario and won the NABF title, and so I got in as like number 12 in the IBF, and you know, and if you're number one, that's one that you really want, because, you know, when you're champion, you only have to fight one mandatory a year, and then you can fight as many guys in the top 12 as you want, and I just got in at 12, and you know, they looked at film of me and said, oh, this guy's easy to hit. Let's take him. So and then they found out that I wasn't. So
exactly.
You know.
Defensively gifted beyond belief as far as some people is concerned. I mean, Greg didn't take too many shots.
The way I look at it, you know, I mean, I don't think Manny's more than a top 10 fighter back when I was fighting. You know, I mean, yeah, he's the best fighter out there right now, but there's really not a lot of guys out there. I mean, you know, he beat Hatton. Hatton's a bum. You know, I mean, Hatton couldn't fight to begin with. You know, I think the only guy that's ever came over here from England that's ever been able to beat an American guy is Lewis, you know, Lennox. So, you know, I don't see anybody that really impresses me that Manny's beat. And, I don't see that he's the top fighter out there anymore. I think it's Floyd. So, you know, I just think a lot of these guys like the Andre Ward-Dawson fight. You know, those two guys are, you know, the top of their weight. You know, I mean, I definitely think Andre's a far better fighter and far more skilled fighter. But, you know, at least they got, the huevos to step up and put their titles on the line and find out who's the best.
Okay. You know, you fought Freddie Roach back in 1985, and Freddie Roach got into a lot of wars. I mean, with, I can't think of the guy from New Mexico that he warred with about 4 or 5 times. The bottom line is he got in a lot of wars, he got stopped a lot of times, got cut, got beat up a lot. And now you see him taking all these drugs. He's got to take like 14 or 15 prescription drugs a day. He's got Parkinson's. To me, that's not worth it. Greg, what do you think?
Well, no, I mean, you know, but at the time we don't think about stuff like that. I mean, it's, you know, now looking back, it's not healthy to get hit in the head. You know, I mean, I feel pretty fortunate compared to a lot of the guys that I fought with and have been around and was in the gym with that are all messed up now. And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate. But, you know, that's a chance you take when you get in there. You know that. You know, I mean, you could get killed in there. Just like Duke Kim did. So, I mean, it's a rough, tough sport. Nobody's going to give you nothing. And, you know, I feel fortunate that I don't have the pugilism disease, whatever they call it. But, you know, I don't know, maybe it'll hit me in a few years. But, you know, I've been retired 12, 13 years now. I figured, you know, I would have hit me by now. But, you know, I remember back in the day, and I was being trained by Johnny Taco, and so was Freddie Roach. And I'd sparred Freddie hundreds of rounds in the gym because, you know, we were in Taco's gym. And so what happened is, I was up here, and I, you know, I was flying back and down, back down to Vegas when they called me up to fight, and they called me up and wanted to know if I wanted to fight Calvin or fight Roach, because he was supposed to fight. I think he was supposed to fight Brett Summers, a kid from up here that I was fought against as amateur, and Summers got hurt. It was right after he got dropped by Calvin a bunch of times, and then, so they pulled. He pulled out, and they called me up and wanted to know if I'd fight Roach, and sure, you know, I mean, I was so much stronger than him in the gym, pushed him around and bowled him, and, you know, I had my way with him in the gym, you know, and he was 38-8, and I think I was 10-0, and, you know, he was the pride of Vegas, and they didn't think I had a chance, and so that was pretty much the start of me, you know, reeling off four good wins and knocked out four guys in a row that I wasn't supposed to beat. So, you know, because my manager at the time was George Chimeris, and he was friends with Mel Grapp, who was Bob Arum's matchmaker, and he wanted to get me beat. So they threw me in there four times to get me beat, and all of a sudden they realized, yeah, maybe this guy could fight a little bit. So, you know.
You know, what's funny is that you retired with a fight against Paul Nave in 1999. I stopped Paul Nave with a body shot in the Golden Gloves, and you fought him a couple times and beat him, and the bottom line is he's still trying to fight like at the age of 51 years old. Somebody
That's
told me.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. He fought last year. He fought in 2011. He's trying to fight again in 2012. You know.
Yeah, they gotta dig them guys up. I heard it was like fighting George Foreman's kid. You had to audition for the. You had to be so bad that, you know, if you had any skill at all, you didn't fit in. That's what I heard. I had a friend of mine that auditioned for George's kid up here in Washington, and George Foreman III was fighting up here, and they held auditions to see you know who his opponent would be. And I took a guy in there, and he said, "Oh no, he's way too good, man. We don't want a guy that good." So yeah, I heard they're digging up opponents for Nave because. He's still fighting at, you know, I just turned 52, so he's got to be all of 50, 51.
Yep, no question about that. But I've never heard of that, auditions for opponents. Have you ever heard of that before? Really?
No, that's what they did with George's kid. George Foreman III, they were auditioning guys to see how bad they were for the kid to fight. And I'm sure that's what they were doing with the other guy, too. But, you know, yeah, that's how bad it got. You know, I mean,
auditioning,
you know,
audition. The boxing has sunk to a new low, folks, when you audition for opponents that you can beat.
It's terrible, man. I mean,
that is.
Guy tells you got too much skill and your record's 1-4. Come on, what are you talking about?
Okay, 2 weeks from today, Sergio Martinez. Defends the World Middleweight Championships against the paper champion, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. People are giving Chavez Jr. a bit of a chance now, where a couple of years ago they said he had no chance. How do you break that fight down, Greg?
I think Sergio just dismantles him. You know, I mean, Sergio's going to be fighting a light heavyweight, granted, but, you know, and I don't know how they've got away with this clown not having to take drug tests and, you know, UAs after fights, but, you know, that just shows you how much power the Chavez's have over Julio or over Jose Suleiman. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of crap is what it is, but I don't see Sergio having much problem at all with the kid. You know, I think he's a lot, you know, he's a lot like his dad was. You know, he got a bunch of built up records from fighting a bunch of stiffs, you know, and now that he's actually fighting somebody, you know, they're talking how great he is. But I don't think the kid's actually fought anybody at all. I think that You know, Sergio's going to expose him for what he is, and it's a fraud, and I think it's an easy fight for Sergio. I think Sergio plays with him and then knocks him out in, I don't know, 5-6 rounds.
Okay. Now, you talked about the Andre Ward-Chad Dawson fight going down September the 8th on HBO, of course, in Oakland, California. That is the hometown of the world champion Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Is he missing something? Because Ray Leonard told me one time the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is that a great fighter will take risks. He'll gamble. Andre Ward's not a gambler. He plays it safe all the time. Is that hurting his ability to draw?
I think they're all doing that. I mean, I don't see anybody out there that's not playing it safe. Manny's hand-picking his opponents. Floyd's hand-picking his opponents. I think Dawson should have been disqualified for body slamming, the old man.
Bernard Hopkins.
Hopkins, but I think Andre is just the class of the division. I think he does everything good. He's an all-around good fighter. He's got all the fundamentals. I think that he hasn't really ducked anybody, and I think down in a couple of years, he'll really blossom. I think he's going to be one of the top fighters in the next couple of years. As far as ability and skill, because I think all these guys are just afraid to put their zeros on the line. I don't want to take a chance. They're scared.
Greg Haugen's our guest, so I got one more question for Greg. I wrote an article this week saying that I was boxing impotent. And what I meant by that is I don't get all charged up for the big fights anymore, and I don't get charged up for boxing anymore. Do you think that's because I've been around it too long, or do you think that the fact that the quality of the game has dropped so much?
Probably both. I mean, back in, 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you got to see some of the best fighters fight the best fighters, when they came along. Benitez, Leonard, nobody really was ducking anybody. But now it's more of a precision game where, you're trying to pick and choose your guys. You're trying to, it's more tactical because you're trying to avoid from getting beat. I'm not much for fights anymore either. I'll turn them on now and then if I think there's going to be a good fight. I'll go over to one of my buddies and watch it. I'm not much of an MMA guy. I don't think there's much skill in that at all. I think a good boxer, a good boxer, not a fat slob like James Toney, can go out there and beat one of these guys if they don't get choked out. I just think that, for a guy to get close to you to choke him out, he's got to get in a danger zone. And if you're in a danger zone, you're going to get hit. So, I'm not much of an MMA guy. I don't watch many fights out there because the fact that there's not a lot of talent out there right now. And the talent that is out there just, they keep fighting the same guys over and over. It's a joke.
Okay, there's one chick I want you to watch in MMA. Just one girl, if you would do this for me. Her name is Ronda Rousey. Watch her and see if she can change your mind a little bit. She's beautiful. She talks a talk. She talks a smack. She stopped it all six opponents. She's the real deal. She's an Olympic bronze medalist in judo. So if you get a chance, watch Ronda Rousey if you get a chance, Greg, please.
Well, I got a cousin that's doing it up here. Her name's Natalie Evans. She's a tough little girl, too. So, we might be seeing something out of her up here, something. But, I'll go watch those fights now and then. I'm not a real big fan of it. I think it's just a matter of time for somebody seriously gets hurt in them. But, there is a lot of wrestling skill and a lot of, skill that goes into it. But
Greg Haugen's our guest. Birthday boy, I wish you all the best. Happy birthday. Have a good week with your son and your family, man. And I love you. I thank you so much for spending some time with me. The great Greg Haugen, folks. One and only. I mean, the man speaks his mind. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free Insider's Guide to Gold and Silver Investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free Investor's Kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
If what you're looking for, LJ, what you see is what you get. The Dramatics, my buddy LJ Reynolds. Detroit, Michigan, and what he calls home. Haven't seen him in about a year now. Hopefully they'll make another Bay Area appearance in the coming months. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is dedicated to the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC, Strikeforce, and of course, Bellator. Don't forget, there is fights on HBO tonight. Gennady Golovkin, 23-0, 20 KOs. He is the highlighted. He's a fighter people think that's going to win. People think that him and Matthew Proska is going to be a good fight, but that Gennady's going to win. So we'll see what Gennady Double G has to bring to the dance. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And don't forget, in 2 weeks, we're celebrating our 28th anniversary. I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next week, much peace, much respect.